Hi there, I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to have the support of some amazing businesses at Pineapple, so I just want to take a minute here to thank Stella, a hand-woven handbag company making bags sustainably in Bali. I was lucky enough to meet them recently in Bali and interview their founder, so watch this space for that podcast. And Audioboom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help you get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, we are delighted to have Vicky Shotbot with us. Vicky is the founder and CEO of Parent Zone, the service providing advice, knowledge, and support to shape the best possible future for children as they embrace the online world. We worked together to launch the Parent Zone podcast, Tech Shock. So, Vicky, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we will get on to today's topics?
So I run a social enterprise, which means that our business is all centered around a socially positive outcome. And in our case, that outcome is about improving outcomes for children. And our space is the digital one. So we work with big tech companies and we work with government to try and make sure that families and young people have the information they need to navigate the digital worlds.
And in terms of setting up the business, tell us a little bit about the background and how that all came to be, Vicky, because it's a huge business now, right? But I imagine it started off as a small idea.
I'm not sure I'd call it huge. There are 30 of us at Parent Zone, so I'd say we were growing. I always feel a bit disappointed when people ask me my founder story, because I don't have a kind of gorgeous founder story that's really coherent. Basically, 2004, I was asked to do a piece of work. I started off freelancing. I'd been working for a charity called the National Family and Parenting Institute. And I kind of got a little bit frustrated by the fact that we did a lot of policy documents and quite a few toolkits telling people how to work more effectively with parents, but never doing it, never actually getting your sleeves, rolling the sleeves up and getting your hands dirty and actually doing good work with parents and families. And that was the bit that I was interested in. I wanted to work, you know, in places alongside organisations that just wanted to do a better job for families. So that's kind of where Parent Zone came from. And then we morphed into an organisation that really specialised in digital. And that was just because it was becoming such a massive issue for parents. Mobile phones were smartphones and kids were accessing the internet 24/7 and the challenges were growing. And it was a really interesting space. So we just specialised in that.
Do you know what, Vicky? I think that's a really interesting founder story. That's a classic founder story because you based your business on a problem, right?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. But sometimes people, you know, talk about that light bulb moment or inventing a product or the woman who built a huge business, Jo Malone, who did that whole started with a candle on my kitchen table and now look at me. Mine isn't kind of glamorous like that. It's just a complicated social problem that we were really interested in and starting to figure out solutions to that problem.
And you've been running the business now for quite some time. So how have you kept, how's that grown? And how have you kept motivated to keep growing it throughout the years?
I think business is really interesting because it takes a momentum of itself on, right? I mean, you'll know this from your business, that standing still is really difficult in business because, you know, you have to keep moving forward. You have to keep acquiring new partners and new customers, and your wage bill goes up, so you have to turn over a little bit more. But I guess in our case, there are two things that really make it interesting. One is the digital world never stands still. The web that we have right now may be very, very different, even in a year's time, or the problems that we're dealing with right now might be completely different for young people in a year's time. So that's always interesting. And the other thing is that families are fascinating, and you know, doing something that is for social good is, it gets you up in the morning, I guess.
100%. So what kinds of problems are you tackling right now?
Our starting point is that we want young people to benefit from technology, right? So we want them to enjoy it. We want them to use it to enhance their social lives and their education and their connections with their family. So we want them to enjoy it, and most families do. But in order to do that, you do have to tackle some of the complicated stuff. And that complicated stuff, we deal with mental health problems, we deal with bullying online and off, we do deal with all of the nasty, you know, the hate speech, the dis and misinformation, proliferation of pornography and young people's consumption of that. And gambling and gaming and the connections between those two things. So a lot of really quite difficult topics that get in the way of positivity.
That is tricky. And I imagine actually day to day for you, Vicky, that could be tricky on a personal level, because you're seeing the world through a frame in a way. It's being put in your face day to day, isn't it, in a certain kind of way. How do you get your head around that?
I think you do. I mean, I've been working in this space for quite a long time, as you pointed out. We're not going to add up the years, Juliet. That would be hard.
In the best possible way, though, Vicky.
Best possible way. And before that, I worked at National Family and Parenting Institute. Before that, the Children's Society. So I kind of have spent my career being face to face with some things that are really deeply unpleasant. And sometimes, you know, I'd be lying if I said it never got to you. I remember looking at, we were doing some work around gambling and gaming, and there were some young people that we talked to who described losing all of their money and, you know, selling their stuff in order to carry on with their gambling addiction. And it's really sad. It really is. And I think if you ever felt that you couldn't make a difference, you really would find yourself feeling quite depressed.
But you are making a difference day to day, aren't you? And that's the motivation, I suppose, for doing what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that in the end is the motivation. And, you know, and we see that difference sometimes. You know, we get wonderful messages from families sometimes who'll say, thank you. Or I had one a couple of weeks ago, actually. Somebody said, I heard you speak 5 years ago, and now I'm dealing with that thing that you were talking about. And could you remind me what you said? And I kind of think, that's great. That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
It's in the bank.
Yeah, that's a motivator. Seriously.
Exactly.
I mean, that's massively motivating. What could be more motivating, get you out of bed in the morning? But I am interested, aside from all the positives of running your own business and all the successes that you've had, what about the challenges that you've come across in building a business like you have? Can you run me through a few of them and maybe how you got past them, Vicky?
There are many challenges to running your own business. I think to be an entrepreneur, you have to be an eternal optimist that you can get through those challenges and that you can cope with whatever is thrown at you, because I think you also have to have a bit of an appetite for risk. But I've encountered all of the classic challenges, you know, the moments when the pipeline doesn't look very healthy and the cash flow looks terrifying is always a difficult moment for a business. I think one of the most difficult things to deal with is, weirdly enough, growth, where you move from being a small founder-led, you know, just two or three of you, and you don't need any policies and it's all informal and lovely. And all of a sudden, one day you wake up and realize that you're a proper grown-up employer. And it's a bit difficult when people go, oh, I didn't like this thing that you did, or I think you could have done that differently. And the way I get through it is I've always had a business mentor who's amazing and has always helped me. And I think the support and advice of other business people who've said, you know, do it like this or try that. Or sometimes just, don't worry, happens to everybody. It's part of business growth. Just helps.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually, going to other people for their advice. And I suppose in a way, Vicky, if I was being totally honest, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, because I can empathize with needing that, especially as things kind of move and grow. Did you ever have any hesitation over that growth? So, or were you always driven to do what you're doing now and be in the place that you're in now?
Yes, I was. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. Growth motivates me too. And I think to some extent that is to do with being a social business. You know, the bigger you are, the bigger change you can make. So that's always interesting and exciting. But also it's a challenge. Making something bigger and better and growing it is a really interesting challenge. And I love that.
Yeah, 100%. And what about the people that work with you now? How do you pick those people who are right for the business, who support you and who can, you know, you can trust, right? Because that's a major part of tackling the challenges you're talking about tackling.
That is, I mean, recruitment is incredibly difficult, particularly at the moment, and getting it right. I always feel that's a huge responsibility, actually, because it's not just about getting it right for the business. It's about getting it right for the people that are going to come and work with you and give their energy and enthusiasm to Parent Zone. And how do we do that? Well, our biggest success is always starting with people when they're young, early stage career people coming out of university that show the right talent and enthusiasm, and then we can train them on what we do, has always been our most successful way of recruiting people.
That's really smart. They do say that every business really is a recruitment business above everything else, don't they?
100%, that's true. And having the right people, and again, everybody says this, you know, oh, if you've got a good team around you, you can do anything, but it's true. And what I've found is, you know, maintaining that team and keeping it focused, particularly during lockdown, actually, is hard.
Yeah, of course. How do you motivate yourself and your team then, Vicky? That's the question, isn't it?
Our work is motivating. And I think we always come back to that, you know, we always take time out to remember that what we're doing matters and to celebrate those stories that we get in where we can go, oh, look, that young person said this, or we can see that policy change as a result of a piece of work that we did. So we take time to celebrate that. We are really transparent. You know, we talk about when it's difficult and we recognize when something's failed, and that's okay too. But we do it in all the ways that businesses do, you know, team meetings, social events. We're about to do our annual summer softball where we can just all hang out, drink, play softball, do all of that stuff. And we have a great management team now. I mean, that's the other thing. I now have, it's not just me. I have a team of managers who are great at motivating their teams.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it? So let's talk about podcasting then, because you and I met during lockdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And we started creating Tech Shock. Tell me a little bit about Tech Shock and how that's been for you and for the business.
It's been really interesting. And so the space that we work in is quite complicated. It's not easy always. At a very top level, it's easy to explain some of the issues we deal with, but to really get into the skin of them and to talk to proper experts, leading experts in their space, in enough depth to unpack complicated issues. It just, podcasting is so good for that. It's such a great opportunity to chat to people that really know their stuff and unpack complicated issues. And that's what we did with podcast. And we thought it was important because the internet's changing. We are seeing legislation come through that's complicated legislation, and it's really important that people understand it. And that was the spirit of starting this podcast, and it carries on now. We've just done our season wrap up. It also really is great for Parents Zone because we listened to Heather Wardell, who's the leading gaming researcher, alongside David Zendel, two people we had on this season, to have an opportunity for us all to learn from those two absolute experts in their field. It's fantastic.
100%. And I think that is the nice thing about Tech Shock in a way, is that it does that deep dive into a specific topic, doesn't it? And it's super well prepared. You guys at Parent Zone, I mean, Pineapple, we do our bit, but you guys come in with so much research, so much preparation, and that really does set it apart, I think.
Oh, well, thank you. I wish I could take some credit for that. It's my co-podcaster, Geraldine Bedell, who is by profession a journalist, and she really does. I mean, we do a proper deep dive. She does her research. She writes all the questions that we want to ask, and we bat them backwards and forth to make sure that we're going to really get into the detail that we want to get into, but also get the clear answers that we think parents and teachers and the people that listen to us want to hear.
Definitely. And that really is the USP of it. It's something totally different, I think, to other podcasts that are out there. It's massively, massively informative. Thank you for talking about all the podcasts and stuff and all the advantages of it, because I think it's really important that we do take a minute and say that stuff. But what about podcasting in your own life? You know, what do you listen to? Why do you listen to it? What are you actually into when you're driving the car or cooking dinner?
Oh God, Juliet, would you hate me if I said that I was a Radio 4 listener? I love Desert Island Discs. I love all the stuff that's going to make me sound like a real old fart. But podcasting, I like things that make me chuckle. So Rob Brydon has a great podcast that I really enjoy. And actually, I think I enjoy it because it does that deep dive thing that I'm so interested in. I'm interested in people. So he does a great deep dive conversation, albeit a really, really funny one, into amazing guests every single week. And if I'm driving into London, that's the podcast that I pop
on. It's nice to have those ones that you really love and really resonate with, isn't it?
It really is, that don't require... I don't know. I'm quite demanding of a podcast, I think. So I was listening to one last night that was, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was something to do with dinners. Two female podcasters talking about dinners. And it just wasn't funny enough. It was like, this is not making me laugh. And you need to make me laugh if I'm going to listen to a podcast that's supposed to be funny. I expect a lot of a podcast because for me, it's such an intimate medium. It's like, I'm listening to you as though you're chatting to me and having a conversation. So I need you to either make me laugh or interest me or inform me. Or else, I'm sorry, podcast, you get switched off.
I think having now presented your own podcast for a significant amount of time, it's even easier for you to say that. And you're so much more knowledgeable about it than the average person. But I think we're all becoming a bit more discerning about podcasts as they grow and grow in importance in our lives. Thank you, Vicky, for walking us through your work and your podcasting. So I'd love to end on something a little bit poignant. So what can you share with us from all your time in business and, you know, it might be personal or it might be to do with podcasting. If you could pass on one lesson to our listeners today, what might that be?
Oh my goodness. So, okay, I'm going to do two, Julia. I'm going to say podcasting took us outside of our comfort zone at Parent Zone. It was a bit of a sort of, oh, let's try that. We've never tried it before. We love it. It's become really important to us. And it's just a reminder that trying something new needn't be scary. And sometimes you can find that you really enjoy it. So that would be number one. The business one would be family is everything. Without my husband and son, I would never have built Parent Zone because you do need support. You need nurturing if you're going to put yourself out in the world and be an entrepreneur. And that's, you know, nobody does that better than a family.
That's wonderful, Vicky. Thank you so much. Really, thank you.
That's a complete pleasure. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much, Vicky, for being our guest on this episode of Podcasting Playbook. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work that we do. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way soon. And before I go, I just want to take a minute here to let you know about something I'm really excited we're doing, the Pineapple Awards. We're all about investing in young people and supporting them as they get into the audio, podcasting and radio industries. So we've set up an annual opportunity to showcase the talent of young people. They'll get great prizes, real industry experience and the chance to network with the biggest bosses of the industry. And there are three categories: Best Producer, Best Editor and Best Creative Idea. The Pineapple Awards are supported by Leo Bites, Stella, House of Kalmar, Ice Cool Design and Audio Boom. The closing date is February 28th, 2023, and all the details are on the Pineapple website. Bye for now.